All right, welcome to Mysterious Streams, episode, I forget, your number one podcast for all mysterious, weird, strange, cult, and bizarre films located on movie streaming services.
AKA just Netflix.
Well, you know what? There is going to be a legitimate contender to Netflix one day, and Amazon Prime might be it. And one day I might get Amazon Prime and pony up the $80 a year.
Although you figure $80 a year, that's not really that bad.
No, it's not bad at all. And if Warner's Archive comes out with an Xbox app or for consoles, then I'm definitely going to subscribe to Warner's Archive. That's only $7 a month, and you get a huge in-deep library for Warner for that service.
I just looked it up. We're on episode 8. This is episode 8.
All right. You can find us at our homepage at criticsword.com. You can also find and rank and review us at iTunes. And if none, you don't like any of that, you can go to podomatic.com. I am your host, the Mime Killer, a.k.a. Nicholas Peterson.
And I am the Geeky Senorita, a.k.a. Mary Peterson.
All right, joined by two others today.
Big Tim.
We're joined by Timothy and his girlfriend.
Brittany.
And they showed up for the last half of this movie, which means only they're slightly...
slightly less confused than we are.
Yeah, only slightly. The film we watched this week... We didn't watch any new movies this week, so we can't talk about... We were going to see This Is the End, but we hear it's hilarious. I guess go see it.
I'm looking forward to it.
Just go see it. What do you need us for?
It's the movie I don't know, maybe because this is what we do now. So, you know.
This doesn't define me. It's not who I am.
We watched Island of Terror, otherwise known as $5 for an August Moon, which, if you think about it, worst title ever.
Well, you know what? It's an Italian title. It's an Italian movie.
Those Italians need to pick titles that actually describe the movie.
Maybe that's what got lost in translation to where it translated to something ridiculous and it couldn't.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe $5 for an August Moon in Italian means something very normal to them. Maybe that's like a phrase they have.
Well, then maybe they need to get their noggins checked.
So if you're looking for this movie on Netflix, it's $5 for an August Moon. But yes. If you look for it on IMDb...
It's Island of Terror.
Island of Terror. So this is an Italian slasher film. There's a name for Italian slashers that I'm not even... It's like... I'm not going to be able to pronounce it. I know there's some movie snobs that might be listening to this right now, just tearing their own hair out.
Yeah.
But it's called...
Hey, man, if you know what they're called, email us and let us know.
Well, I know what they're called. I just don't know how to pronounce it. It's like Giallo Films.
Yeah. It's spelled G-I-A-L-L-O.
I'm going to say Giallo. Giallo.
Giallo? That just sounds like you have something in your throat.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This is... we're still in the... We're still in the 70s. We're in 1970, and it's a confusing movie, to say the least.
Not just because all of it is in Italian, because that would be bad enough as it is. It has subtitles, which I love.
Yes, the
four... I do love subtitled movies, to the point where even English movies I'll put the subtitles on.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me either.
But it was just a confusing movie all around. It was way too fastly paced. It was no kind of explanation for what.
Well, let's just start from the beginning. So the movie opens at a party that's taking place on an island resort with businessmen and their respective wives.
I wouldn't call them respected.
Well, one of them is stripping in the beginning of the party.
Respective.
Yeah, pretty respectful to me. God. So. They're just kind of drinking and having fun, and it's very very Italian and very 70s.
I thought in this scene it was going to be a straight, like, satanic ritual, because the lady that they had stripping, they tied her up to something, they gave everybody a knife, and then the lights went out. And then some guy in a mask with a tray full of candles is talking about sinners and cleansing themselves and blah, blah, blah. Then the lights come back on, and the stripper's got a knife under her bust. But, spoilers, it was a joke.
Yeah.
I was disappointed.
Nothing satanic about a little BDSM edge play.
It is when some guy comes out in a gold mask with candles around his face.
Oh, no. It's a hot party.
It's called mass.
Yeah, let's just call having a little fun on a Friday night.
Either way, I was disappointed.
All right, So during the course of this party, it's a bunch of industrialists and wealthy businessmen. They find out that one of the people at the party is a chemist who just invented basically a new industrial resin, a new industrial glue that he's trying to figure out how to market it or even what to do with it. Apparently,
I don't think he wanted to do anything with it after his partner died.
His partner did die while making it, so he's kind of very morally conflicted about what he's supposed to do next. But because it's such a great idea, everyone wants to give him millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Everyone's offering $1 million just to enter in negotiations for this formula.
And that is about as close to unconfused as I got with this entire movie. That was my limit. I knew what they were doing with what they wanted to do with the formula. After that was established, it all went.
Well, the party gets interrupted when the pool boy is found stabbed to death. This is not a fake stabbing, but a real stabbing.
By, incidentally, the chick that got fake stabbed.
Yeah, so that happens, and so the pool boy washes on shore. They stuff him in the meat locker for safekeeping.
Because they don't want the crabs to get him.
Yeah, well, we get to eat our crabs. It'll be disrespectful. Mm. Meat locker is a lot more respectful.
Oh, yes. Right up to that big slab of meat.
Where else would you put him? If you're on an island.
But making it look like he hung himself. That's cool. I would let the crabs have him. Crabs gotta eat, son.
Oh, no, you're high. That would look disgusting. You would never...
But you don't gotta look at it. You don't gotta sit there on the beach and watch as the crabs eat this guy.
Well, yeah, but you're still gonna have a drink in the house and just kind of glance outside and be like, oh, yeah, there's a decomposing corpse.
Their house is all the way up on the cliff from the beach.
What if you want to...
guarantee the smell would still reach them.
Yeah.
Hey,
crab
man,
or no crab.
Circle of life, son.
Ocean.
And it would just wash away with the ocean.
Fact. Oceans. Oceans have breezes. Breezes carry smells. Dead body smell.
Hello? House? Windows? You could close.
Well, don't stay in that. You're on an island. Who wants to stay in a house all day?
Dude, seriously, there are other places you can go on the beach.
Alright, so...
get me started on this.
So, everyone quickly forgets about the poor pool boy. And they
because
start...
he's just a pool boy. Who cares?
And then
whoa.
Yeah, you know what? They're rich people. They can find a million other pool boys, which is exactly what they said in the movie. So, you guys look at me like I'm the one saying this, but I'm just repeating. And I gotta agree.
Mary, I'm gonna make you...
you can go down to the nearest dock or whatever, however they find these pool boys, and get a new one.
They don't... I think you're getting homosexual sailor prostitutes confused with pool boys. You don't go to the docks to pick up pool boys. So
hey man, pool, dock, body of water, same diff.
Alright, go try to find a pool boy at the docks.
I don't really think you want your wife to go find a pool boy at the docks.
Yeah, you're
going
to get raped to death by a prostitute.
Are we assuming there's some breed of pool boys that are generally just spurred
up? Maybe
as if you're somehow picking a king for an old Asian kingdom kind of thing?
Yes.
Like,
pool boys,
I will find this pool boy by a dock.
They go to the docks, and they're like, oh man, these rich people, they're going to be going on boats. They need somebody to serve their drinks. Heyo, I'm already here.
No, you're...
dude, I don't think that's in the job description of a pool boy.
Hey, man. He's the only one. He does
slaves,
a little bit
pool
of everything.
Boy, not the
same difference.
Yeah, you're like mixing pool boys up with some strange crossbreed of illegal immigrants, gay prostitutes, and sailors.
And
hey,
no resumes.
So,
what do these people care about resumes? They can wipe their ass with a $100 bill.
So the movie gets very soap operish after that. You start having lesbian love affairs.
The triangles.
One guy wants to use his wife as kind of like a honey trap for the scientist. Mm. And the guy's already has a wife on there. She's kind of screwing around too. So
she's the professor's wife is the one that's having the lesbian affair with the artist's wife.
So everyone's having sex
with everybody.
And
they're
everyone
Italian.
And everyone's trying to figure everyone's just having an Italian old time.
Gabagool.
Gabagoo indeed. And everything's going fine until the professor himself is shot on the beach while contemplating receiving millions of dollars from these people.
Not even contemplating it. One of the guys straight up gave him a check behind the other dude's back, and he just left it in his wife's bra and underwear.
Yeah, so he's not having it, but then he doesn't have to think about it anymore because he gets killed.
He gets a bullet in the brain. Ugh.
And that kind of dominoes everything into people just dropping like flies.
I have to say, that scene I already had a problem with this movie because they showed who shot him.
Well, this wasn't supposed to be a mystery. I mean, see, that's, I think, the difference between these kind of Italian movies and like a slasher. This isn't a Scooby-Doo movie where you uncover the murderer at the end.
I would almost prefer that. Scooby-Doo is easy to follow. It's a cartoon dog finding people in masks.
Nah, I'm confused.
Jinkies.
So,
hey man, I need some Scooby snacks up in this biz to figure out this movie.
Hell yeah.
So everyone starts dropping like flies. People start dying left and right. I can't
They're
even keep
track. They're filling up that meat locker pretty quick.
It is probably the funniest part of the movie where everyone who does die, they do cram them. Even if you're a pool boy or a rich man, if you die on this island, you get crammed in the meat locker.
So it's some kind of equality there.
Equal justice.
Yeah.
Probably has something to do with the name because every single dead body looks like a doll.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
Oh,
right.
Oh, bring it to conclusion.
Brittany figured it out.
Still a stupid title.
Nope, Brittany
yep.
figured out it's a great title.
Because there's only like four corpses in there.
Nah, dog, you forgot the cow.
Oh my god. I don't consider a cow a doll, first of all.
By the way, someone made a comment. Wasn't it your friend who listens to this podcast says it sounds like I'm always shutting you down?
Oh yeah, that's right.
During this thing? That's because you're so easily shut down.
Whoa! <Not
dog. laughs> You're going to get a bullet in your brain.
By the way, before I forget, we're going to take a mild email break. I did get an email from a listener named David.
Really?
Well, he had a question. He was wondering why we don't post the full schedule of Summer of Horror, all 12 movies in a row.
Because we don't really have a set schedule. It's
nope.
whenever we...
We do have a set schedule for
oh,
the
we
movies.
Now?
We do. I
oh,
do
yeah,
know every movie we're doing.
Oh,
I'll
see.
The reason I don't post all the movies up is because Netflix will have some movies expire.
Oh, yeah.
I have already had to rework the list a couple times as mm-hmm. Netflix lets movies expire and I have to take them off the list. I don't
well,
want
you are aware that you can edit lists, so you post, right?
Well, no, but I don't want anyone watching a movie that's on the list and then we don't end up talking about it. So we just post them, we only go one movie ahead at a time to avoid that.
Okay.
I'd be kind of annoyed if I watched a movie and wanted to listen to the podcast, but then the movie went away.
Yeah. Yeah,
anyway,
I, can
so
kind of,
anyway,
I can see it. I can
anyway,
see it.
Anyway, David,
that
is why we don't post the full 12 movies on the for this summer thing.
Yeah.
I still maintain we could post them and just take them off as they leave.
Nope, that sounds complicated.
Whatever. I'm sorry that I care a little bit more about my listeners as a... Never mind. I totally lost my train of thought. I got lost in my own thing.
You saw something shiny?
I did.
So the movie
continues. My listeners' convenience. That's what I care about.
And as people continue to die, people start getting more paranoid, understandably.
Of course. And you're stuck on an island with a murderer. I would be paranoid as soon as that first body showed up, pool boy or no pool boy.
And they do what anyone would logically do. They start getting drunk.
Yes. Agreed.
And then they pass out.
Mm-hmm.
Now...
Here's where things get a little wet.
I'll say, I wasn't confused up to this point. You say the entire movie's confusing.
I
had a pretty good handle on things up to now. Where they all drink, they all pass out, and then some sexy Thalers show up in their little Thaler outfits.
Practically in yoga pants.
Oh, the Italian Navy, guys. What were you doing in the 70s?
Oh,
they all
man.
Look like Daffy Ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although Daffy Duck never wore pants.
They were close. Speaking of pants, this is going back. We did see some fine Italian Speedos, a.k.a. banana hammocks.
Oh, man. That was hard to watch.
Leopard
no
print style.
Sexy.
These guys had some good physiques. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
kind of a bulge.
They got some Italian sausage.
Oh,
no.
It's like little 12-year-old underpants.
It does. I feel like a pedophile if I try to rip those things off.
Is that an Italian potato?
All right, so segue aside, this is when we had to start looking things up, because it may sound like we're just dumb or maybe or ADD, but...
Or not even really just paying attention.
The movie gets really confusing. The sailors show up, they can't find him, and then I guess they just leave?
Because the scene is... It's the last two investors and one of their wives. They're drunk, passed out on the floors. And then the next scene is the sailors and what to me is the Italian version of Chief Wiggum come in and nobody's there. And then the next they go up to he has their little sailors go up to the rooms. Bad idea, I think, if you're sending Italian sailors in a room together, but whatever.
Oh, wow.
They go into the hallway, they don't even look in the rooms, come back down. Oh, Chief Wiggum, no one's here, let's just leave.
So it's not a very comprehensive search.
It's not even a search! It's just a glance!
So they leave, right?
Yeah, they end up leaving. And then the next scene is everybody's back on the floor.
Everyone's back on the floor waking up, and they know someone has, sailors have shown up. It's because they had a recording device on, so they can hear that the authorities have shown up. Mm. But they obviously weren't in the room when they showed up, because the sailors don't make mention of them. One of them says, well, maybe they didn't see us because we were asleep on the floor. But the other one, well, obviously that doesn't make any sense. And then I was already now getting confused a little bit, and then we just went full on into complete confusion, and everything. Oh, I did want to mention that you described one of the paintings as jizz people.
It did. It looked like yellow colored jizz people. Yellow people made of jizz.
That's your critique on 70s Italian paintings.
Yes.
And then so now
they're inspired by yellow jizz.
Mary's looking up the plot right now. The conclusion. On IMDb.
Because the next scene you see is them like, oh man, one of the people that we thought was our friends, he's having us at gunpoint. We all die in the freezer, except for the young blonde chick that nobody remembers and is gone half the movie.
And then everyone gets paranoid and it looks like everyone dies. But then this apparently was what we were supposed to gather from the end of the movie.
The scientist, basically, is the one who orchestrated this whole thing because he, spoilers, isn't really the scientist that invented this whole resin thing. One of his friends did, and so he killed the dude, stole it, and is now trying to get the money off of it. And he concocted this whole scheme with his wife, but he gets caught because when he got shot on the beach, the young blonde chick who shot him with this weird bullet that just made it seem like he was dead. So that, you know, she sends him off in a boat, like Moses in the reeds, hoping somebody will rescue him. And all will be well. Unfortunately, his rescuer is his Chief Wiggum. And the drug that was in the bullet makes him so delirious that he confesses to everything. So now he's in the state prison, about to be hung. And Isabel comes to him in prison and is like, I love you, I've always loved you, I have the money, I'm going to get you out. I need the bank account number. So he gives it to her, and the last scene is of her trotting off into the sunset with $3 million. Mm, and the guy gets hung.
Tim made a joke that, if you ever seen the SNL skit, the digital short with, what's the song?
It's one of the Imogene Heap songs, if I'm even saying that right, where when they all died, it's making fun of the OC.
Yeah, and everyone gets shot and killed to some funny music. That's how the last 30 minutes of this movie played out. So, that's how the movie wrapped up, with her getting the money, and I was confused.
And I would just like to point out that, as Nick said, I did literally have to look up on the synopsis how this whole thing played out, because I had no idea.
It didn't show any of it on the movie. You had to look it up to see what the movie was actually about. Which doesn't make sense.
Maybe if you're Italian, you understand it a little bit more.
Maybe it translates a little bit better in Italian, if you're Italian.
Than it does on English. Yeah, something.
Because I did notice that they would say something, but there would be no translation of it up on the screen.
Hmm.
And then they would just continue on with the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? So. What a weird movie, huh? I was never really that bored, though. I'll give it that.
I was.
I was confused and entertained, much like as I go through life.
Well, it's okay.
Needed funny hats, but...
Did like those Italian sailors, though.
Oh, yeah? The thick sailors.
Oh, man.
All right, so that wraps up. We're going to cut it a little bit short tonight, but that is $5 for an August moon. The next movie, we are leaving the year 1970, and we are going back, are we going forward into the year 1976 with a film called Schizo. Ooh. Is the next movie on our Summer of Horror. It should be a lot of fun. If you have any questions or comments about this movie or any movie we've watched or any movie we're going to watch, you can email me at mimekiller@gmail.com.
Bring the noise.
Oh, yes.
I do love emails, so please email me. I'm so lonely. I'm
kind of excited that we got our first email.
Yeah, no,
that's pretty awesome.
It was pretty cool. I enjoyed it as well. So that wraps it up. Thanks for joining us, Tim and Brittany.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
All right. See ya.
Love you.
Peace.